Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day, good day, good day, wherever you are. Welcome to the Luna Lounge podcast show with myself, Israel Adjozie. The show brought to you, sponsored by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your Magic Mind. You feel mentally fatigued, physically fatigued, tired, lack of clarity. You need to go get yourself the Magic Mind drink. A bit too close to the camera there, isn't it? Zoom in, zoom out. Magic Mind. Go get it. The details are to get the discount. Get the discount. If you, again, after my show or if on any of the just past podcasts, if you just go there, whether you're watching it on YouTube, for those of you who listen to the recording, the details are there. The discount code is there. Go get your batch. Courtesy of the Luna Lounge podcast, you will get a nice discount. I think it's 20%, something along that line. But yeah, go take advantage of that. Welcome to the Luna Lounge podcast. This is a show, if you're listening to it the first time, it's a show which aims to inform, educate, entertain, a little bit of humor. Why not? You gotta have a laugh, right? About astrology. It's more centered around astrology, although I'm into all kinds of, esoteric teachings, numerology, philosophy, palmistry, mythology, cosmology, psychology, all of them. They're all here. We discuss them right here on the Luna Lounge podcast. So welcome. I want to thank each and every single one of you who are perhaps listening to the live. I can see the comments. Shout out to Michelle. How you doing? Welcome to the show, wherever you are. And for those of you who listen to the recording, most people actually listen to the recording. Let's be clear about that. Shout out to people in Brazil, Belgium. Those are my highest listeners. You know, that's where I get the most downloads. Thank you for supporting the show. Pakistan also as well. You are up there big time. Middle East, Dubai, UAE, Saudi. This show is in Saudi, people. Hope you know that. You know what I mean? Where the great Kaaba is. You know what I mean? They're tuning into this show. Okay. Pakistan. I did mention Pakistan. Shout out to Lahore, people, you guys over there. Big shout outs to each and every single one of you. Where else are people listening to? Switzerland, big in Switzerland, US, of course, as well, and of course the UK, right? Welcome to the show. Thank you very, very much. Good day to each and every single one of you. I'll be bringing up the chart in a moment, so we've seen where the planets are, what it is that we can be looking forward to over the course. At the beginning, what this month is done, isn't it? Today's 25th. What we got? 5 days left. Month over. Let's see what October's got in store. What are the planetary alignments looking like in October? Firstly, though, what is the weather like where you are? Let me just have a glance outside. I can see a little bit of blue up in the sky, but it's cloudy for most of it. But it is what it is, right? Some people are in a nice warm weather. And it's chilly. It's cold. People, turn back on your heating. I'm talking for those in the UK or certain parts of Europe. We've got competition time later on. And I will be seeing if there is a winner. Tarot card of the week. That'll be coming on later on in the show as well. Stay tuned for that. That's always towards the end. And before that, we'll be looking at the chart. What else has been happening on the world scene? Anything? More disasters? Things flaring up in Egypt? Egypt there. In Israel, you know, going to war. Here we go. Yeah. Before I even get there, people are putting it up in the chat. What about Diddy? Can we mention Diddy? What's in his birth chart? Oh, well, Diddy's having a big, a huge transit. Pluto. Pluto is bang smack on P. Diddy's Mars right now at 2090. Very interesting. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, these planets, I'm telling you, they work to the T. So, with Puff Daddy's chart, he's got Mars. He's got an exalted Mars, interestingly enough, in Capricorn and at 29 degrees. I think that might be the exaltation. No, I think it might be 28. I think it's 28 degrees. But okay, not far off. But nevertheless, he's got his Mars there. And the moment Pluto went back in, just a few weeks ago, boom, they went in. So that means Pluto went and cleared everything. What is Pluto about? Pluto is the planet of transformation. Pluto is the planet that uproots and digs up all of the things which you think things that you've buried, things that you haven't dealt with, and it brings it up. Unfinished business. You see? You got to change it. You got to transform it. So P. Diddy's in a lot of trouble. Yeah? P. Diddy. These celebrities need to start getting with some astrologers. I'm telling you. And I ain't coming to you. You best come to me. Yeah, these celebs need to start. You know what I mean? They need to be spoken to and be given a heads up in terms of what's going on. Joke aside, Pluto, and it's quite interesting that it's Pluto on his Mars. We could say there's three planets that are sexually orientated. Two of them are definitely Mars and Pluto. You don't get more, well, if we really want to talk about sex, it's Mars, isn't it? And the kind of things that he's been allegedly accused of, allegedly. Fair enough, we've all seen the video. We know what he did with, Cassie. I mean, it's so brutal, man. I mean, what the heck? I mean, but hey, there's no smoke without fire. And I'm not saying, I'm not trying to point fingers at anybody. Birds of a feather flock together, man. You know, so as far as I'm concerned, they're as guilty as each other. But, you know, this is the world we live in. One's got to be a victim. One's got to be a perpetrator, right? So unfortunately, P. Diddy is the perpetrator. Cass is the victim. However, the fact of the matter is that was a very brutal thing. But that's not what he got arrested for. I think people need to be mindful about that. What are the charges? The charges are sex trafficking, people coming across state and being involved in, or him getting them into particular altered states of mind, you know, drugging them up and doing things that they didn't consent to doing. So P. Diddy, you're in trouble. Pluto is on your Mars right now, and you are about to get, and we might have a look about that, because Pluto is not going to be in Capricorn for long. So I think that's going to be quite interesting. But nevertheless, Pluto's just gone into, see, when planets, especially when planets move out of sign and they go back into that sign, they're going to finish off business. So here is, this is going to be the finishing of P. Diddy, definitely. I mean, he's a goner anyway, isn't he? I mean, whether he gets off the case anyway, there's so much that has been, you know, that's going to tarnish his reputation, tarnish his image and stuff and things of that nature as well. So, yeah, you know, so the whole industry, regardless of what industry you go in, whether it's a sports industry, if you go into the entertainment industry as a whole, whether it's sports, whether it's music, whether it's film, whether there's a dark, 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 dark shadow. And that goes for anything in life. Everything in life has its shadow. And this is just some of the shadow that's coming out or being, you know, Pluto's going in there to you know, to clear things off. So, yeah, it looks like, you know what I mean, P. Diddy, you've got Mars at 29 degrees of Capricorn, and literally within days of Pluto retrograding back into Capricorn, and he's there right now at 29 degrees of Capricorn. It's bringing up all of his past stuff, all of his stuff, and it's all to do with abuse, sexuality, allegations of, you know, misconduct, sexual misconduct or sexual, all of the things that come under the planetary rulership of Mars and Pluto. You could not make this up even if you tried. You understand? And he's a Scorpio himself. So whether you're looking at it from a traditional perspective or modern contemporary, those are the two planets that rule Scorpio. Mars is the planet that rules Scorpio, and P. Diddy is a Scorpio, and Pluto comes in, retrograde, bang on his Mars, boom, he's in trouble. So, hey, it is what it is. I see the chat there going mad. Shout out to everybody here. Also, if you are on the Instagram, am I live on Instagram? I'm not even too sure. I need to be checking. Need to be up to date if I am live. Yeah, it looks like I am live on the Instagram. So welcome everybody to on the Instagram show. Shout out to Fane. Shout out to Alicia. Shout out to Martina. Here live on the Instagram. So yeah, P. Diddy is in he's in trouble. But that's the talk of the in the last week or two. That has been the big talk, isn't it? It's all about P. Diddy. We had the big fight with Daniel Dubois and Anthony Joshua, and Joshua just got steamrolled, let's face it, which was quite sad. But yeah, who knows? Could people attain rematch? I don't know about that one. But let's see how that one goes for all you sporting fans. I've been saying it from time, man. Listen, I've got Texas yet. I said that Dubois. I tell you, I knew the guy who signed him, his agent who signed him, was my agent when I used to box also as well. And I told him, sign him. And my agent was like, are you sure? Are you sure? And I was like, bro, get in there, sign him. And I remember they signed him for something like $250,000 at the time. And he wasn't too sure about it. And I was like, he's going to be a world champion. There's no ifs, buts, or maybes about it. And surely enough, he's done it. He's done it a bit quicker than I thought, but nevertheless, he did it. So shout outs to Daniel Dubois. Giving you shout outs, and shout outs to Anthony Joshua as well. That's my man. I mean, I thought you were gonna win, and I kind of wanted you to win as well. You know what I mean? Set it all up for you and Tyson, but it is what it is. Because you know, not wishing anything bad on Daniel Dubois, but if Daniel Dubois would have lost, he can come back. He's young. He's not even in his prime. He's not even in his, he hasn't peaked yet. Oh, you're 25, 26. You're a kid. You could have come again. But nevertheless, yeah, you know, you could have come again if it was a loss. And yeah, but let's see, man. That's how boxing goes. That's how heavyweight boxing goes as well. So shout out to, you know, the boxers in that sense. I'll be bringing up the chart of the moment. So I'll be bringing that up. What else has been happening? Anything? Anybody got anything? Elections coming up. I say I'm going to do a special on the election to do with, the US election, that is. Donald Trump, Kamala Harris going ahead. I'm telling you what, man, it's looking tight and tight. I don't even want to call this one. I'm telling you, Donald Trump, if you ever talk your way out of an election, that line, you know, yeah, in Springfield. I'm telling you, man, if there's anything that, if you win this, if you lose this election, that's it. It's that line right there. It's that line that's going to lose you the election. Yeah? Always remember that. You know what I mean? I can't believe you said that. And it's not so much that, it's the way he said it. I think it's the way he said it that is it. There could have been a way that you could have framed that a bit better. So, yeah. So it is what it is. But you should win it. Trump, you should win this. Maybe not by much, but you should win this. But Kamala Harris has definitely tightened up the gap. The gap's tightened, and America's definitely, there's not much in it, you know. There's not that much in it. It's going to be a tight one. It's going to be the same way when he won it against Hillary. It's quite interesting, isn't it? I think that's also another, you see, that's also another clue right there as to who may win it. You see? Anytime Trump goes up against women, he nicks it, doesn't he? Well, it looks like that, but let's see. It is what it is, but let's see what's going. Shout out to everybody here in the chat. Shout out to Yvette, Michelle, Faye, too many names to mention. Angela's in the building. Who else? Derek Palmer, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Don't speak bad about Trump. No, I ain't gonna speak bad about Trump. You know what I mean? Hell no. Why would I speak bad about Trump? Why would I do such a thing? No, that ain't my thing, man. So no, I'm not gonna speak bad about Trump. It is what it is. But let's see how things are going to how are they gonna work out? How are they gonna plan out, essentially speaking? So it's gonna be a funny one. But yeah, the race is on. Let's see, November. I'm gonna do a little special just beforehand, and yeah, let's see who's gonna win that race. Yeah, man. What are we looking at now? Let's look at the chart for the moment. Shout out to Fane. Shout out to Florence. Welcome to the show. Shout out to Anna, Catherine. It will be interesting to compare Epstein's chart with Diddy's. That would be quite interesting, I guess. I've got Epstein's chart here somewhere. Mr. Jeffrey Epstein. I've got all of their charts, essentially. It's quite... I will definitely be perhaps maybe looking at bringing up some of these people's charts and seeing what's going on here. With Diddy, definitely one of the planetary configurations is Pluto on his Mars, like bang smack on his Mars, like to the degree. To the second, it's like, whoa, you know what I'm trying to say? I've got Jeffrey Epstein's. I should actually have a look here at actually while I'm speaking with you now, bring up his chart, Mr. Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know, is there a time for his there probably is a time for his knowing him. No, thank you. Let me see if I can actually just quickly pull that up. Let's see. Have I got his chart here somewhere? Here we go. Oh, he's one of those ones, isn't he? Yeah, I've got his chart here. Oh, Sagittarius rising. Yeah, yeah. He hasn't got nothing in Scorpio, actually. Yeah, but he's dead now, isn't he? So he's no good. Yeah, so his sun is at 0 degrees Aquarius. He's in Aquarius, isn't he? Yeah, moon in Aries. Another one. Mars. Quite interesting. He's got a Mars-Venus conjunction. Guess who's got Mars-Venus conjunction? Prince Andrew. Oh, my God. You couldn't make this up if you tried. I tell you, man. The Mars-Venus conjunction. So, birds of a feather flock together, man. It is what it is. I tell you. Anywho, let's go to the chart. Let's go to the astrology. Let me share my screen. You know me, always fiddling around with bits and bobs. Here we go. So the chart of the moment should be coming up on your screens now. Can you see it? Is it there? Yeah, it should be. Okay. Moon is in Cancer, people. We got a Cancer moon. Okay, well, I'm a drink to that, first and foremost. Get me some water. Especially since I'm Cancer rising. But the moon's conjunct Mars right now. See, you lot got me talking about Mr. P. Diddy, and the moon is conjunct Mars right now. Yeah. Coincidence? I think not. Anyhow. Sex, 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 baby. The sun has just moved into Libra. We are, you know, a few days ago, we had what's known as the autumn equinox. New beginning, beginning of a new season. We have the full moon, which was in Pisces. So we kind of had that week there of the transition, moving from the harvest period, the end of summer, into the autumn, new beginnings. End of the old, in with the new. And pretty much 7 days from now, we're going to be having a new moon solar eclipse in the sign of Libra. So hold tight, people. We are having an eclipse season. So what else is going on? We've got the Mercury opposition or opposing, but I spoke about this last week, didn't I? Spoke about it the week before, that we've got Mercury opposing Neptune. And it's bringing, or it's causing, all kinds of confusion. Essentially speaking, let's face it, it's causing all kinds of issues with traffic, computers. I had one just yesterday. I was like, "What the heck's going on?" In one of the group chat, well, in a few of the group chats I'm in, it's been coming up a lot about situations with telecommunications, problems with telecommunications, computers, traffic, vehicles, transportation, all of those things which come under the jurisdiction of Mercury, you know, because Mercury's been opposed by Neptune. So we could say it's logic versus imagination, or logic versus fantasy. What is real from what is not real. Those are the things that we are being, you know, we are being presented with, technically speaking, you might as well say. So, it's an interesting one. But it's going to be there for the next couple of days. So watch how you step, watch how you are, you know. You know, it's a slippery one, isn't it? We're talking about Neptune here. You know what I mean? Yeah. It can get a little bit wet. So watch out for the rain. So what else is happening? What else have we got? So I spoke about that last week. Venus has moved into Scorpio right now, plunged in the depths. So, but we really want to be focusing on what's going to be happening over the course of the first couple of weeks in October, right? But over the next couple of days, what have we got? Mercury is going to move into Libra, right? Today, tomorrow, Mercury will move into Libra. So we're going to have Sun in Libra, Mercury in Libra. Okay. Yippee. Things may lighten up a bit. Okay. Even though Venus has moved into Scorpio right now, but things may lighten up a little bit because of the Libra kind of energy, you know, a bit more communicative, slightly more going to communicate. So we can look at that. Let me just get my screen up so that I can see the comments here.
I was just reading out there what Angela was saying earlier on there. He owes you a drink if you encouraged him to sign Dubois.
Oh, he owes me more than a drink. Talking about my the agent here, Jonathan. He owes me more than a drink. Oh, don't worry. He owes me like 10%. Give me 10% of that 250,000. I don't think I'll be seeing that kind of money from him, but worth a shot. So Sun in Libra. So again, with Mercury going in Libra, things may start to lighten up a little bit. But I'm just looking here if we're seeing anything here, any major aspects at all. Before the month comes to an end, we're not seeing that much, are we, really? Let's face it.
I've been speaking about this. I spoke about this last week. The trine from Mars.
Mars is trining Saturn at the moment. Very good. You know, Mars trine Saturn is a really good aspect. It's especially for work, for employment, for projects, for getting things done, for completing things. If you've been having difficulty in any way, Mars trine Saturn is a really good aspect. It can really get you. And I've actually noticed even with myself, and I'm not just saying it to try and, fulfilled prophecy seem like yes, but I've just noticed that I'm just staying with things more. Let me finish this. Even the things that I was like, oh my God, this is difficult, I can't finish this now. Like, no, I'm going in. My work's doubled, it's tripled. Normally I'd like, nah, man, like that's just too much. But I've just noticed with this Mars Saturn that I'm just like tapping in. I'm just getting that a little bit more kind of determination, that energy to see things through. That is a Mars Saturn aspect. Mars Saturn is really good. So people, you want to be tapping into that. If there's maybe something that you've been dealing with or doing that's been a bit difficult and you've kind of put it on the back burner kind of thing, to here is like revisit that and go back in and you'll be good. That is what that Mars Saturn essentially is about. It's really good. Allows you to take on your challenges very well. And that becomes exact on the 29th of September. Okay, so it's there now. And the trine becomes exact on the 29th of September. Then what? 30th of September, it's still going to be trine. It's still going to be exact. And then starting from the 1st of October, it's still in a trine, but it's starting to pull away. And here we are, 1st of October, the beginning of October. So now let's look at the astrology for the month of October. What it is that we are seeing, what is it that we can be looking forward to? Well, on the 1st of October, one thing that I can see here is that we're going to be having quite a number of things, actually. We've got the planet Venus, who's going to be making a trine to Saturn and Mars. So we're going to have a grand trine in water, people. This is all to do with our feelings, emotions, sensitivity, and our ability to be receptive.
And we're going to have Venus in Scorpio, Mars in Cancer, Saturn in Pisces in a grand trine. Okay? So that, but the Mars is kind of moving away. So, okay. But it's still a grand trine nevertheless. So we're going to be having Venus, trine, Saturn. This is good for relationships. It's good for money management. It's good for instilling values, anything to do with love, romance, relationships. This can be a really positive time to take advantage of this particular topic. Venus, Saturn. Yeah, Venus, trine, Saturn. It's a nice aspect also as well. Can bring a nice boost to our love life, to our relationships. It can bring some good structure. It can bring some good morale to our friendship circles. It can really enhance our money expenditures or our ability to utilize our talents and maybe make a bit of money. That can be really good. Venus trine Saturn. So as we start off October, we're starting off with some good aspects in that sense. So yeah, be sure to tap into that energy. And then we're going to have Venus trine Mars also at that beginning also as well. Now that's good. That's the cosmic lovers. We did have the sextile about a month and a half ago, didn't we? Now we're having the trine, okay? We're having a trine between Venus and Mars. Now that's good. For those of you who are single, you really want to be tapping into that energy. For those of you in a relationship, you want to be really sparking your love life with that one. So that's good. Anna Catherine is saying, I'm a Cancer rising too. Okay, just like myself. What degree Cancer are you? Is your rising? Taking some more water. But yeah. Cancer rising, Mars is in your first house right now. Going to get a bit of energy. Yeah, I'm feeling that Martian energy right now. Trust me. Like I'm feeling like, ooh, yeah. But Venus Mars is really good. Venus Mars can really be good for passions, adventure, excitement in a relationship. Those are the kinds of things that we want to be tapping into. We want to be plugging into that. And we're getting meeting this energy from the 1st of October. If we start moving here, what do we start to get? On the 2nd of October, things start to move a bit closer. However, on the 2nd of October, we're going to have an eclipse. Eclipse season, people, you have been warned. Okay? We're going to have a solar eclipse. Yeah, it's that time of the year. Alarm bells are ringing. We're going to be having an eclipse season. But it's a new moon. It's a solar eclipse. But it's a total one. I'm not too sure where it's going to be able to be seen from. But it's going to be a total solar eclipse. That's where the moon moves in front. So you have Earth one end, moon in the middle, sun at the other, and then the moon comes in and blocks out the light of the sun. The moon shadow, you could say, blocks out the light of the sun. So quite interesting. I think it's something to definitely bear in mind. Now, it's a new moon. It's a solar eclipse. New moons are about new beginnings. They're about planting new seeds. They're about initiating new things in your life. Speaking about new things, well, I'll talk about that later. Got a few courses coming up. I'm going to tell you about it later. Hang in there. Bear with me. Planting new things. It's going to be in the sign of Libra. Venus will still be in Scorpio at that time. So this might have a bit of a deep feeling to it. Hey. Yeah. And it's going to be square Mars. Yeah, I don't know. This is definitely a diplomatic approach but with a hint of aggression behind it. That's for sure. So, 2nd of October. People, you want to be, remember, I always tell you, leave it at least 24 hours, 36 hours before you start doing your rituals. The moon, after the new moon, the moon will start to wax. So, I mean, it started to get bigger and bigger, increase in light. And here, depending what it is that you plant in your life, here is where we start to see it start to grow, start to blossom, and start to move from strength to strength. It is a new time. We're in a new season. This is a cardinal sign, so it's very initiating. This is a great time to plant the seeds of what you want. For those of you who do affirmations, meditations, visualizations, prayers, rituals, lighting candles, whatever it is that you do, you want to be tapping into this energy. But like I said, don't do it on that second. Maybe wait until the third, maybe the fourth, till the moon's moved on, and then you can start to implement what you want. But nevertheless, because what day does it land on? Wednesday. So it's next week, Wednesday, people, when I'm doing my show. So I'm going to be doing this show next week during an eclipse. Well. Yeah, I'm going to be doing the show during the eclipse. I think the eclipse might be exact when I'm just finishing I think so. Maybe something around there about. Let me actually put it on the time and let's see. Because I start at 12:30, don't I? So 12, no, so yeah, so it will be, let's say 2 o'clock. Yeah, so my show would have ended by the time. I'm talking the exact eclipse. So the eclipse will be a couple of hours after that. But it's going to be in the sign of Libra. Because it's in the sign of Libra, it can stimulate things to do with relationships, partnerships, negotiations, competitors. Yes, those are things that you're going to have to watch out for over the course of that first month. So especially from like the 2nd of October till about the end of October, I guess, until about the 28th, 29th. People, have you been seeing pumpkins in shops? I went to the shop yesterday and a whole heap of pumpkins. What is it that I'm trying to say? They are advertising Halloween already. Yeah, man. They're advertising Halloween. Like, really? Are you for real? Halloween. You know, the scary stuff. Yeah, man, they're advertising Halloween already. I was like, whoa, what the heck? How can you be? Yeah, it's a madness. But yeah, they got pumpkins in the shops, people, already. Yeah, these people don't ramp, man. Before you know it, Christmas decorations are going to be going up. So yeah, it is what it is, though, I guess. So new moon, eclipse. So I'll be doing my show next week. Solar eclipse. Sorry, I don't know why I said lunar. Lunar eclipse was the one that just passed in Pisces. Solar eclipse, a new moon eclipse, solar eclipse. We're gonna be somebody's already telling me they're advertising Christmas too, Israel. Talk about trying to get the money in. It's so competitive, isn't it? So it's who's going it first. It's crazy. But yeah, it is what it is. So solar eclipse next week. So people do be mindful about that. Now, remember I told you, solar eclipses repeat themselves they work on a cycle. Remember, astrology is the science of time. And they work on a particular cycle, on a 19-year cycle. Try to think back 19 years ago, what was happening in your life? What was happening in your life? What was ending? What was beginning? You get it? Have a look at what was happening because it will tell you so much about your life. Seriously, like big time. What was happening? Did you change jobs? Did you move house? Did you end a relationship? Would you start in a new relationship? Did you get married? Did you have children? Did you get big business coming in? Did you migrate to another country? Did you pay off a debt? Did you go into debt? Did you get really sick? Did you get very ill? Did you come out of, you know, the list is endless. But try to flip back during this time of the year in 2005. So the end of 2005, because it's an eclipse and eclipses last for about 6 months, I would say what was happening in your life at the end of 2005, beginning of 2006. Where was you? What was happening in your life? What was changing for you? Because you're going to be getting an echo of that. Eclipses are portals. They are astrological and astronomical phenomena that symbolizes endings and new beginnings. And they take place in different zodiac signs over a course of about 18 months. So every 18 months, they will change signs. So next year they're going to change and they're going to go into Virgo and Pisces. And we're going to see again a number of eclipses in Virgo and Pisces, although we just saw one full moon lunar eclipse just a week ago, actually, in Pisces. But, you know, starting from next year, you're going to start to hear more about how the eclipses are happening in Virgo and Pisces. Now we've got the Aries Libra, and this is the last one. So this eclipse coming up now is the last one of the Aries Libra axis. So what was happening for you 19 years ago? You want to be looking at your life in regards to that. So that'll be on the 2nd, but it's going to be squaring Mars. So it's got a bit of a kick to it. Yeehaw. Okay, let's keep it going. 3rd of October, what do we got? We got Venus moving closer in aspect to trine, where it's trining Saturn. Venus will trine Saturn. The Venus trine Saturn will become exact on the 4th of October. On the 4th of October, we're going to have an exact trine from Venus to Saturn. Like I said, this is good for business, good for management, can be very good for, you know, looking at the nature and the module of your relationship, where it's at, what needs fixing, what needs to be raised, what can be done better. Those are the kinds of things that you can work with. So that's going to be exact from the 4th of October, whereas on the 5th, 6th, on my birthday, you know, 6th of October, on the 6th of October, 6th, 7th of October is when Mars is kind of moving. Well, actually, it's on the 8th of October, to be correct. On the 17th, but it's kind of starting from that 6th, 7th, 8th of October. Venus is going to be trine Mars. Those are the cosmic lovers. Passions, relationship, excitement, adventure. Very, very good. We're liking this one. We'll definitely take this one in the month of October. But then what starts to happen after there, what I noticed, is that the sun starts to square Mars. Let me pull it back a bit, because Mercury is going to square Mars on the... Mercury's moving real quick, you know. On the 5th of October, on the 5th, 6th of October, Mercury will be squaring Mars. People, watch your communication. Watch how you are driving. Be very careful with transportation during that time, okay? It's definitely going to be, Lexi's telling me she moved from Cambridge to London in 2006. So it was probably that eclipse there that you know. So, you know, maybe there's going to be some changes maybe in and around your home matters, or maybe you or somebody else moving in or out of the house or something of that nature. That will definitely be repeating itself. Was it early 2006, though? Because there would have been eclipses in 2006, too. So hopefully it wasn't, you know. But end of 2005. Going into 2006, was it like the beginning of 2006 that moves happened? Mercury, Mars. Watch your communication. Watch how you are traveling. Watch how you are driving. Okay, people, right? We're likely going to be seeing some harsh words being said, maybe through the press. Maybe some governor or some president is likely going to come up with something. So, yeah, definitely watch out for that. So that's going to be on the 6th of October. Where was it? Starting from about the 7th, 8th of October, the Sun and Mars are going to start squaring each other. And I tell you what, they square each other for quite some time. It starts, you start to sense it even from, to be quite honest, we really want to go there, from about the 5th of October. From about the 5th, 6th of October, the square between Sun and Mars, there's a buildup. This is about aggression, people. And what I'm a little bit suspect about, although things have already kicked off, the moment Venus went over that, around that 23 degrees of Libra, it started to kick off in Israel, because that is a sensitive degree for the state of Israel. Because their ascendant is around about that 23, 24 degrees of Libra. So when planets go into Libra, or when planets are in Cancer or Capricorn, just like Pluto is right now, or Aries, it triggers that degree. Okay? And things start to happen, like how we're witnessing right now. So tensions seem to be building up there. A lot of people are threatening, is it going to kick off? And whole thing with Hezbollah and, you know, State of Israel and stuff like that. And it's like, I still don't get why these people want smoke with these people. If you're going to pick a fight, at least try to pick one that you can win. I mean, I don't know. But there's more to it than meets the eye, I tell you. But this ain't the time for politics, I'm just saying. We're going to have this Sun Mars. So I'm suspecting, and Venus is going to be in Scorpio, I'm suspecting that we may get some tension start rising definitely round about this time of the month of October. Watch it. From about the 6th, 7th, 8th of October, watch it, people. What else is going to be going on? So the buildup of the square. That's what I'm keeping my eye out on. That's what I'm concerned about. Sun square Mars, Sun in Libra, squaring Mars in Cancer, and there being a buildup. And it, as the Sun is moving closer and closer to the degree of the state of Israel, 23 degrees, Mercury is going to cross it on the 9th of October. Then what happens? Then we start having this square. Now, before I continue about this square, I just wanted to say, from the 8th of October, Jupiter is going to go stationary, about to go retrograde. Jupiter is about to go retrograde, people. Stations also on the 8th, 9th, and then on by the 10th, 9th to the 10th, Jupiter starts going retrograde. We got a Jupiter retrograde, people. We got quite a number of planets retrograde right now, haven't we? Pluto's retrograde right now. Saturn's retrograde right now. Chiron's retrograde right now. Neptune's retrograde right now. Uranus is retrograde right now. And Jupiter is about to join the retrograde family. It is what it is. Faith letting me know that's going to be an explosion. Then Sun square Mars. Yeah, that's going to be a bit explosive. So, yeah. And it's saying 6 degrees Cancer rising, 29 minutes. Okay. So it's close to mine. Mine's 2 degrees. So feeling the energy of Moon in Leo. Okay, cool. So, yeah, Mars is in your first house right now, so you should be feeling that. Yeah, eclipse show. So, people, watch out. You heard it here first. Right here on the Lunar Lounge. On around the, from about the 6th, 7th, 8th of October, we're going to have Sun square Mars. Yeah. You want to be red alert. And that, I'll tell you what, it goes on for quite a bit. It becomes exact on the 14th of October. On the 14th of October, the square between Sun and Mars will be exact. Now, so we're talking from about the 5th, 6th of October until the 14th. That's going to be the peak, right? And it's going to be at 21 degrees, which is 2 degrees off from the state of Israel's ascendant. So people, watch out. Watch what happens at that part of the world during that time. Shout out to Tiffany, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Letting me know she's rushing to get ready. So, yeah, just watch it. It doesn't necessarily have to be the state of Israel. I'm just saying that those are places, because of their chart, it's playing a sensitive part. But it could be any part of the world. But do watch out for those dates from the 6th of October coming up until the 14th of October. We've got this square between Sun, Mars. And on the 14th of October is when it peaks. Yeah? So definitely watch out for that. Yeah, just send positive energy. On the 15th, again, still there. Starts to wane a little bit on the 16th, but not by much. It's actually because they're going roughly similar speeds. So it really starts to cool off maybe round about the 20th, 21st of October. That's when it starts to ease off. And then obviously the Sun is going to move into Scorpio. And also we're going to be having a full moon in Aries, full moon in Aries on the 17th of October. Another full moon. So yeah, it is what it is. So people watch out for the October. That is the October, a peek into what October's about. I'll talk more about it next week. My show's going to be on an eclipse next week. Should I not do the show? If you don't hear me next week, you know why. Shout out to Iffy. How you doing? Shout out to Heaven's Light. Welcome to the show. So it's an interesting one. Although we're in a month of quote-unquote Libra, which is ruled by Venus, It's Venus, but it's got a Martian Scorpio undertone to it. So it's kind of diplomatic, but it's I don't know how to call that one. But I'll speak more about that, and I think I'll end that there. So that's what's coming up in October. The major thing, I think, we start off the month of October quite well with the Grand Trine, with Venus, Mars, and Saturn. The Grand Trine, the Grand Water Trine, which can really open up things for compassion, great for healing, great for love, great for relationships, great for money, great for money management, great for business, great for hard work, great for universal love, collective love. But then it just starts going a bit tense, especially with that Sun square Mars, which is, and they're going to be there for quite some time. So yeah, Coolio. So yeah, that's enough of that. Let's get back to the chart, right? I said to the chart, to the show. It is what it is. What else do I want to do? Competition time. Let's see if we have any winners. Do we have any winners? Okay. Okay. Who came in first? We do have a winner. What house rules books is what I are. Should I have I got a sound for that one? Have I got a meme sound for, you know, the winner? I don't think so. But we do have a winner. We do have a winner. So Angela, you came in first. Bang on. You said your email came in first, but you said third house. Wrong. Christian, you came in not after, but you said third house as well. Mr. Banji Ojo, what house rules books? The answer is the ninth house. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. We have a winner. Yeah. Banjo Joe, you are correct. It is the ninth house, meaning you get 30 skrilla, 30 pounds, man. It's going to be sent over to you, to your bank, to your PayPal, whichever one it is. Yeah, see? I expect better from Angela and Christian, man. Ninth House Rules Books, Ninth House Rules Publishing, not third house. Gotta know your astrologies, man. It is what it is. But it's that time. It is competition time, isn't it not? Where is my... yeah, it should be competition time going down here. But I do need to... I don't think I've even got a question ready. I should have a question ready. Okay, this is going to be an interesting one. Okay, here we go. Are you ready for this one? Are you ready? Let me see. What's going to be the question here? I've got a number of questions here. Okay, it's going to have to be... Okay, I'm gonna, okay. Right, okay. What house, play carefully now. What house rules, when we're looking at mundane astrology, we're going into mundane astrology here, people. What house signifies the common people? In astrology, the moon, in mundane astrology, the moon is the planet that represents the common people and the state of the common people. In that same mundane, what house signifies the common people? Or the general state of the nation? What house? Get it? What house rules the general state of the common people? Not planet, what house. We know what planet rules the state of the people. Well, that symbolizes the people. It's the moon. What house? Okay, that is the question. The winner will get £30 sent to them today. So congratulations, Mr. Shayo, Mr. Banji. Jax is saying, oh my God, my email didn't go. Mercury opposing Neptune. It went missing. It went into the ether. That's what happened there. That's that spooky stuff. Yeah. Hello there. That's that stuff that goes on. You know what I mean? So you sent the email and it didn't go through. Yeah. Something like that. So no problem. It does happen. It does get like that. So congratulations. Now, where are we at? We got the tarot card of the week, of course. Let's shuffle. And then I've got a few announcements to make to keep you updated. Just going to shuffle the cards here. And let's have a look at what the tarot card of the week is going to be about. And then, make a few announcements and then bring the show to a close. Okay, so I'm about to shuffle. I've just finished shuffling. I'm just going to cut the cards. And let's see. Let's cut it at the top here. It's too early. What card we got? Oh, I like that one. Happiness, bliss, contentment. I like it. The Ten of Cups. Ten of Cups is the card of the week, people. Ten of Cups. So what is the message? The message is to seek bliss. It's about finding your emotional contentment, finding where you can be content. This card is about happiness. It's about enjoying your happiness. It's about receiving happiness, gifts, love. It's the cups. So it's about being open. See, a lot of people are not open to the great wonders what the universe has to give, because, you know, fear and insecurities and what are people, you know, all of these things that often sometimes block us from getting our happiness. People, be open to your happiness. It is here. Yeah. So there's something about, and it's the 10 as well. So it's indicating over the course of the next week, there's something that's going to be complete or something that's going to complete us in some way, shape or form. That is what this card essentially is about. So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Go. So there it is. Ten of Cups. Be happy. Be blissful. Live a good life. Enjoy. Be open to the universal gifts. That is what it's about. Try to find contentment. Be open to being content and you shall receive. Ask and you shall receive. Do the affirmations. It's a great one. Cool. Jax is telling me I got the answer right. Oh, you got the answer, did you? But you didn't get it in. Seemed like that Mercury Neptune got you, man. Got the best of you. Yeah, it happens. It does happen. Now, people. It's all about that happiness, man. Announcement time. I've got some of the dates here. For those of you who followed me on social media, you'll be seeing the posts. They'll be coming up, maybe even from today. So, tarot, it's for beginners. But there will be advanced, for those of you who are looking for the more advanced, will be happening. So the advanced actually should be happening. When are we talking about? We've got the advanced tarot should be on the 19th and on the 20th. Okay, I've got a beginner's that's going to be on the 12th and on the 13th. Okay, of October. On the 12th, on the 13th of October, there's going to be a beginner's. When I say beginners, the way I teach beginners, to be quite honest, And I'm going to stop it, actually. I'm actually going to stop that because, yeah, people are not getting it. I tend to actually do beginners and in, I bring in a bit of intermediary kind of stuff on it also as well. And I find it's a bit, it's a lot. So people don't, they're still, you know, it's positive in some way because obviously they it's beginners, but then I kind of throw them in a bit in the deep end a little bit because I'm adding, I'm not throwing them in the deep end, but I'm just adding more stuff. But there's going to be introduction to the tarot on the 12th and on the 13th of October. I will be sending it out there in terms of how it is. There will be some discount codes. When people sign up to it, there's going to be some videos, tutorials that you can actually watch also as well beforehand. When you sign up, and the recording will also be available as well. And you can always go back to the recording as well. And I probably will also update it as well. So it's like, you know, you can also, you know, go back and there could be new material that I could add to it as well. So that's going to be on the 12th and the 13th. So I'm going to let you know on that. And then there should be an advanced one on the 19th and then on the 20th of September, okay, for the more intermediate advanced. I would say I'll split it into two, beginners, intermediate, advanced. So there's going to be more intermediate advanced. So that one, so that's going to be on the 19th, 20th. If not, it will be on the 26th. 27th, because also as well, I'm going to be having palmistry. I'm going to be teaching palmistry. Okay, that's going to be I've checking the dates here for the palmistry. It's looking like it may be a Thursday. It may be actually. I think I might be doing an intro. No, okay, so it's not going to be that day because I'm not going to be around on that day. So we may have to do this one before. So the palmistry, introduction to the palmistry is going to be on the 10th of October. On the 10th of October, it's going to be a Thursday. And I'm going to be doing some introductions. So do watch out for the dates for you, those of you who follow me on the social media. I'm going to be giving you some, there's going to be some introductions, free. It's going to be free introductions where you can come, you'll see that because I'll put it there and I'm going to put the link there on the social media so anybody can come. And I'm going to be doing some introductions to palmistry, introductions to the tarot also as well. So anybody's more than welcome to come to that. But the course is going to be starting on the 12th and the 13th. That is for the tarot. And then hopefully I'll do the advanced one either. I won't be able to do 27th. I don't know why I said that because I'm going away. I'm going to be away that month. So that 19th, 20th, actually forget that 19th, 20th. That won't be able to actually happen. So it's going to be the 12th, 13th. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to do the 19th, 20th. I want to do that because I'm going to be away at that time. So it may have to even go into November. May have to be the 2nd or 3rd of November. But we'll see. But definitely on the 12th, 13th. There's definitely going to be beginner's intermediate level of the tarot, that is. Okay, but I will be doing an introduction before. Astrology, people. Astrology courses have started. Well, it's available. Let's put it that way. You can sign up anytime. Get in on the astrology. I'm also giving away some discounts at the moment. I think there's some like 20% off. You want to grab it because that's going to be finishing in the next... Some people have been taking advantage of that, man. They took it straight away. Get on it, people. Also, if you want to be an affiliate, if you know people that are interested in astrology, looking for an astrology course, certified astrology course, I'm going to be taking you from the grassroots beginners level and taking you to any level which you wish to go. I teach from the beginners to the advanced level. There's three modules, foundation or fundamental level, intermediate level, advanced level, taking you all through it. So if you know anybody who wants to sign up, you can also make some money through it as well. You sign up, you get your affiliate link, if somebody signs up with your affiliate link, you get something about 25%, which is it could be quite lucrative if you know how to network. So I'm gonna put my I should be putting my email on the screen. I actually didn't put I did a blunder there, didn't I, for the competition time. So I'll repeat that again. Competition time. What house? So for people who are listening to the recording, I do apologize. But for those of you who listen to the recording, you should know it by now anyway. But that's it on your screen, thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. That's where you send the answer to next week, Wednesday. It's the first person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday at 12 midnight. Should all know the rules by now. First person who inboxes me at thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. The question which I asked was, what house signifies in mundane astrology, what house signifies the nation or the state of the people? We know what planet it is. That's the moon. What house signifies them? That's what I need to know. So first person who messages me gets £30. That's the email. You email me next week, Wednesday. Yeah. On the eclipse. And that's what that is. But aside from that, I do need to put up my email for anybody who wants to be an affiliate. That is it right there. And I'll send you the information. You just need to sign up, sign in your portal, have your portal there. It will give you an affiliate link. You give that to people. When they sign up through that affiliate link, bam, you get a certain amount of money. So if you know anybody who wants to do that, that's good. Anna's telling me Yemen has a very interesting birth chart. Yeah, every country has an interesting birth chart. You'd be surprised. Everything. Anna's saying something will happen in, what's that, Levant? I've studied Palestine for 20 years and things are heating up there for about 4 or 5 years towards the end of Pluto in Capricorn. Yeah, no, definitely. I think Pluto went Mars when Mars went over State of Israel's ascendant. We saw, obviously, it kicked off there. So, but watch out for that Sun squared Mars in October, because yeah, things are likely to heat up. The month of October is very sensitive for Libra. The planets going through Libra or planets going through any of the cardinal signs is very sensitive for the State of Israel, because it's Libra rising and it triggers things. So yeah, always try to bear that in mind. So so if you know anybody who wants to, again, learn astrology, traditional, medieval, modern, contemporary, psychological, I do it all. No stone uncovered. They get access to the recordings, weekly classes, reading material, everything's all there. Work with you on a practical weekly level, taking you step by step through it. So do let me know. It's happening, and like I said, there's a discount right now that you can take full advantage of it. Lex is asking, are these online? Yes, they're all online. All my teachings are online, live via Zoom. So yeah, and you get access to the recordings. So they're all put up on the platform. Once you sign up to any of my classes, any of my courses, whether it's astrology, tarot, you get your portal and you can go back to it. And very often they'll be updated also as well. So cool, cool, cool. Thanks a lot, Fane. Cheers for today, Lunar Lounge Show. Thank you for your attention. I'm about to bring the show to an end. I want to thank each and every single one of you who have participated. Yeah, you've participated. You've kept the show going. Shout outs to you guys who also listen to the show. I am available on all the podcast platforms as well. Amazon, Spotify, Google. Yeah, I'm there. I think that's me. That's me out. I'm out, man. People, thank you very much. Have a blessed week. Take care of yourself.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Ready? Then it's too late. Thank you very much, people. Have a blessed day. And I will be with you same time, same place next week on the solar eclipse. On that note, people, my name is Israel Joshua. You've been listening to the Lunar Light Show, and I am out. Thank you.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Bahamakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Bahamakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the